السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from ayah number 51 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And inshallah, today's lesson is going to be ayah number 51 and ayah number 52. So we will just start first with the recitation of these verses, and then we will move on to the analysis and our theory portion for this class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين.
So that is our lesson, ayah number 51 and ayah number 52. So for the theory part of our class, as we mentioned in the previous lesson, we are going to start the next topic of Mad. So for the previous classes, we were covering Mad Asli or Mad Tabi'i. This is the natural Mad. And this is going to be the natural two-count Mad. And for Mad Tabi'i, we learned that there were a couple different types of Mad Tabi'i. First, there was the natural Mad. This is going to be the two harakat. The fatha followed by alif, the dhamma followed by waw, and the kasra followed by ya. So this was the natural two-count mad. Mad sila as-sughra, which is also two counts, and this was found in the pronoun, the masculine third-person pronoun. So this was for a dhamma or kasra, and we had a couple of rules for this. And this was known as the lesser connecting mad. So this only occurs on the letter ha, but this is also a two-count mad, which is why it is known as mad asli or mad tabi'i. And then also we covered the last type of mad asli, which is mad al-iwad. And this is known as the substitution mad. It is found whenever we have fathatain, when we have a tanween of fatha, meaning two fathas. And if we decide to stop at the end of this word that ends with two fathas, we will substitute the fathatain for an alif to count mad. Such as aliman gets turned into alima. Ahadan turns into ahada. So now this is a two-count mad. So this is also mad al-asli for that reason. So we learned that mad asli or mad tabi'i are known as the natural mudud because they are all two counts. So we have mad al-iwad, mad sila as-sughra, and then mad asli itself. All of these are two-count mad. They are not lengthened for more than two counts, only two counts. Now, when we learned the next type of meds, we briefly touched upon this in the previous class. These are known as med feri'i. These are all known as med feri'i. So these type of mudud, med feri'i, are all going to be longer than two counts. So these are going to be mudud that are four counts or five counts, or even in some cases, six counts. So the reason why this is known as مد فريعي is because it is أكثر من حركتين. It is more than two حركات. So any مد that is pulled for longer than two counts is going to be known as مد فريعي. And when it comes to مد فريعي, these longer types of meds that are longer than two counts, you will see that the letter after is always going to be either a hamza or it is going to be a sukun. There is always a hamza after the med or there is a sukun after a med. And we experimented with this as we were reciting our previous lessons. We were looking out for these mudud, for that squiggly sign of med. And we noticed that every time there was that sign of med, the next letter was always a hamza or it was a sukun. And the reason for this is that this hamza or this sukun is causing that med to be longer than two counts. بسبب الهمزة or بسبب السكون. Because of the hamza or because of the sukun, that med, that two count med is turned into a four count med or a five count med or even a six count med. So this is what you will notice for مد فريعي. Every single letter after will be either a hamza or a sukun. So if you see that there is a med, and the letter after is hamza or the letter after is sukun, you automatically know that it should be at least four counts. It should be at least four counts. Okay, so we are going to try to make them at least four counts. Even if you do not know the rules, you don't know if I should make it five counts or six counts or four counts, do at least four just to be sure. And then after that, of course, you can do like six once you know the rulings, but at least four. Anytime you see that sign of med and you see the next letter is hamza or sukun, you will do it at least four counts. And sometimes you may do it five or six, and then inshallah, we will learn the rules for that and then know when or in which case we apply for that longer med. But at least four, and inshallah, that should be safe for the time being. Now, when it comes to مد فريعي, again, I mentioned there are two categories. One is بسبب الهمزة, the next letter is a همزة, or the next letter is a سكون. So for the letter همزة, we have different types of مد. We have مد المتصل, we have مد المنفصل, we have مد الصلة كبرى, and we have مد البدل. So these are the four مدود that are under the category of بسبب الهمزة. Because of a همزة, these four مدود are going to be longer than two counts. Okay, and then on the other side, we have بسبب السكون. We have three مدود for this. We have مد لازم, مد عارض للسكون, and مد لين. And these are the three مدود that are impacted because of the سكون that comes after the مد. Okay, inshallah, now we will go on to the first example, and this should make it a little bit more clearer. This first example we have already covered in the previous lesson as well. And this is going to be مد الصلة الكبرى. So this is a مد that we have already covered and we briefly touched upon when we were doing مد الصلة الصغرى. So مد صلة, as we learned, means the connecting مد. And الكبرى means the greater. Now when we did مد الصلة الصغرى, the smaller connecting مد, we learned that it is called a صغرى because it is only a two-count med. It is the smaller of the two mudud. So we have a four-count med, which is greater, and we have a two-count med, which is smaller. So mad as-sila as-sughra, from the word saghir, is a two-count med. Mad as-sila kubra is the greater med, and this is going to be four-count med. And the reason for this med is because after that ha, مد الصلة, remember, we need that pronoun ha, masculine third person singular ha. We need that ha. The letter after this ha has to be a hamza. If the letter after is a hamza, it is going to be a four count med. And this is exactly what we learned when we did مد الصلة الصغرى. You can remember or recall the rules that we covered. One of the rules was that for مد الصلة الصغرى, the smaller med, there cannot be a hamza after the ha. Remember, that was one of the rules. The first rule was that it had to be the ha, pronoun ha. It had to be dhamma or kasra. The letter after or before could not have a sukun. And the letter after could not be a hamza. This was one of the rules of mad sila as-sughra. The reason for this is that if the letter after was a hamza, it is no longer مد صلة الصغرى. Now it has been turned into مد صلة الكبرى. Because of this hamza, we have to pull this med for four counts at least. Okay, we have to pull this now for four counts بسبب الهمزة, because of that Hamza. So the rulings for مد الصلة الكبرى and مد الصلة الصغرى are exactly the same. Again, we are looking for a pronoun ha, and this has to be masculine, third person singular, as we already covered. It has to be between two voweled letters, meaning the letter before and the letter after has to have a haraka. It cannot have a sukun. The letter before or in the letter after have to have fatha, dhamma, or kasra. It cannot have a sukun. Again, this rule we have already covered when we did mad as-sila as-sughra. And then the last rule, which we have already covered, is that it can have either a dhamma or a kasra. It cannot have a fatha. Okay, so it has to have dhamma or kasra, has to be between two harakat letters, and it has to be the pronoun ha, masculine third person. Okay, so all of these rules we have already covered. We have already done this mad sila exactly the way before. Now the only difference is that here the next letter is a hamza. If the next letter is hamza, it is mad as-sila al-kubara. If the next letter is not a hamza, it is mad sila as-sughra. Okay, so again, the only reason we are making this a greater med, the only reason it is a four count med is because the next letter is a hamza. This hamza is the entire reason why we are lengthening this for four counts. This is a med that is بسبب الهمزة. Because of that hamza, it is now a four count med. So it is going to be lengthened the same as med munfasil. It is going to be four counts, and some scholars say you can also do five counts. Okay, so at least four counts, and you can also do five harakat. So four or five harakat, four or five counts. This is mad sila al-kubara. Sughra again means smaller med, that is two counts. Mad as-sila al-kubara is the greater med. It is going to be four or five counts. Okay, and then four counts if you read a little bit faster. Some people read a little bit slower, so for them it may be closer to five counts. So depending on your speed, depending on what style you recite in, you can choose either four or five. The only important thing is that once you have chosen a length, you have chosen four or you have chosen five, stick with that throughout your recitation. Try not to switch between these. Once you have consistently picked a med, try to stick with that med throughout your recitation. So if you are doing four, recite with four, and if you are doing five, then recite with five all throughout until you are done reciting. Now let's look at some examples of mad sila al-kubara. So we have maluhu akhlada. So here in this example, we have ha. So there is the ha dhamir, that masculine third person singular. Malahu means his wealth. Mal, wealth, hu, his. Malahu, his wealth. Masculine third person singular pronoun. We have that ha. Then it is going to be between two voweled letters. The letter before is a lam, which has a fatha, and the letter after is a hamza, which has a fatha. So both of these are harakat letters. And the ha has to have dhamma or kasra on it. So here the ha has the dhamma. And then also remember that for mad sila al-kubra, the next letter has to be a hamza. And the next letter here is akhladahu, which is a hamza. So here we have a four count med. We have a med fari'i, a four count med. So we are going to pull this for four to five counts. And you will notice that in the Quran, whenever we have mad sila al-kubra, you will see there is a small waw or a small ya. Exactly the way that we saw for mad sila as-sughra. There is that small waw or small ya. And on top of this waw or ya, there is going to be that sign of med. So it is going to be small. It is a small waw, small ya, and then a miniature med on top of this small letter. But you do see that sign of med. So when you see that sign of med, pull for four counts. This is the rule we are going to stick with throughout our recitation. If we see that sign of med, pull for at least four counts. And even for mad as-sila al-kubra, even though the waw and the ya are very small, they will still put a small med for you. So if you do not remember the rules, you do not know if this ha is for dhamir or if it's for something else, you don't remember any of the rules of mad as-sila, even if you don't know all of that, it is okay. Because you see there is that sign of med. You see either a waw or a ya. This means pull for two counts. And if you see there is a med on top of that, pull for four counts. Okay? So again, going back to our example, ma lahu akhlada. Now I'm going to pull this for four counts. Ma lahu akhlada. And you can also pull for five as well. Another example, ila ta'amihi ana. Okay?
إِلَى طَعَامِهِ. Here we have that ha. Letter before and after has harakat, and then the ha has a kasra. And then the letter after is a hamza, meaning this is a four count met. إِلَى طَعَامِهِ أَنَّ. Okay, so here this is a four count met. So we are going to pull this for four counts. So if we are stopping here, then you do not have to read this med. So this is at the end of the ayah. إِلَى طَعَامِهِ أَنَّا صَبَبَنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ. So this is the end of the ayah. So if you are stopping on this, you do not have to read that med. إِلَى طَعَامِهِ. You just stop on sukun. You don't have to read that med. If you are continuing, then the ha is followed by a hamza. Then you will have to read this med. And if you are stopping, then there is no hamza after because you have stopped. There is nothing after the letter ha. So in that case, you can just stop on a sukun. You don't have to read that med. And then if you are continuing, then in that case, you will have mad as-sila as-sughra or mad as-sila al-kubra if you are continuing. So again, this is mad as-sila al-kubra. Exact same rules as the previous med. We have lengthening. We have the pronoun ha used for masculine, third person singular. We have a two vowel letters coming before and after. We have dhamma and kasra on it. And the letter after is a hamza. So these are the conditions for mad as-sila al-kubara. Again, if you do not remember or if you will forget later on, then just know that in the Quran you will see there is a small waw or a small ya, and on top there will be that sign of mad to remind you that this is meant to be a four-count mad. Now let's go ahead and go to our lesson. Inshallah, we will keep an eye out for any of these signs of med, any med fari'i, and we will see if the letter after has a hamza or a sukun. So starting from ayah number 51, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And right away I see that the letter has that med. We see that sign of med on the alif, Ya ayyuha. This is a four count med at least. So we will pull this for four counts. Now we learned that for any of these signs of med, anytime there is a four count med with that squiggly line, the letter after is always a hamza or a sukun. So in this case, this med is بسبب الهمزة. Because of that hamza, now we have a four count med. So you will notice that anytime there is that squiggly line, the next letter will always be hamza or med, or it will be a sukun. So here, يا أيها, this is a four count med. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى. Here, صاد is heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And ra, we see again, there is that four count med. And the letter after, أولياء, is a hamza. So this is why this is a four count med. Awliya'a, again, four count med. The letter after is a hamza. Ba'duhum, dad in this case is heavy. Awliya'u, four count med, again, followed by the hamza. Ba'd, here, dad is heavy. Wa man yatawallahum minkum fa'innahu minhum. So here, فَإِنَّهُ then indeed he. So this is going to be مَدْصِلَ الصُّغْرَى. And we see there is that small wow. So we will pull this for two counts. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, pull for two counts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, قَافْ is going to be heavy. ظَالِمِينَ, Allah is going to be heavy. فَتَرَى, رَى here is going to be heavy. الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, قَافْ is heavy. مَرَضٌ, رَى in this case is heavy. ضَاد is heavy. يُسَارِعُونَ, رَى in this case is light. فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ, قَافْ is heavy. نَخْشَى, this is a four count med. And we see the letter after is a hamza, which is causing this med. And then here, خَى in نَخْشَى is heavy. أَن تُصِيبَنَا, صَاد is going to be heavy. دَائِرَى, this is a four count med. And again, the letter after has a hamza. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And then since we are stopping here, I will put a sukun on the ta marbuta, and then I will make sure that I read this ha with a lot of hems so that you can hear it from the lower chest, so we do not drop this ha. Da-i-ra. So make sure you read it from the chest. If you do not add enough hems, you will not be able to hear it after you have stopped. If you say da-i-ra, now you do not hear that ha. So make sure you give it some air. Da-i-ra. So you can hear the presence of that ha. فَعَسَى اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is heavy. أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. أَوْ أَمْرٍ, ra in this case is light. مِنْ عِنْدِهِ, this is مَدْصِلَ الصُّغْرَى. We see that there is that small ya after. And this will indicate that this has to be a two-count med. فَيُصْبِحُ, صَاد is heavy. عَلَى مَا أَصَرُّ, this is a four-count med and the letter after is a hamza. So this is why that med is there. أَصَرُّ, ra in this case is heavy. فِي أَنفُسِهِم, this is a four-count med and the letter after, of course, has a hamza. نَادِمِين, and then here we will end on a four-count med. So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah 51 and ayah number 52. And then in the next class, we will quickly go over مَدْصِلَ الْكُبْرَى one more time before we move on to the next type of mad. So we will stop here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.